Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they're both dynamic athletes. You know, obviously 22 is big, runs hard, he's super fast. And then, you know, you got Lamar, who's a great athlete as well. Makes a lot of guys miss, can run away from guys. So I think that goes back to just the fundamentals of what we want to do. You know, things we've worked on since training camp. I think that's the main emphasis, is getting back to doing what we do and sticking to our fundamentals and, you know, going out there and playing our best ball.
Thanks. Terrell Bernard right there. That thanks was me thanking Zach for telling me a second time who that was. Didn't mean to have turned my mic on before I said thanks.
I told you too. I don't get a thanks.
You did too, yeah. No, well, that's fine. Yeah. I see you working on your pick 10 golf bet over there. It's a little early. The Masters is not until April. You can slow down on that. I mean, don't rush it. You shouldn't have to worry about that yet. I don't even know who's in it.
The Masters?
Yeah.
All the good guys will be in it, I predict.
Scheffler is missing this week because of a cutlery incident, I believe.
He had a puncture wound on his hand while preparing dinner.
You don't believe it?
No.
Really?
No. Hmm. No. No. I don't believe it.
Well, what is it then? What is your conspiracy theory on this? Some other
stem of a wine glass falling downstairs or upstairs. Okay. Is my would be my bet.
I mean, allegedly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm not an authority on the matter. It was a big eye roll around the holiday. Like, oh yeah, sure.
You've never cut yourself cooking?
A puncture wound? What am I doing? Like a puncture wound? Like, sure, I've cut my finger. I've cut myself with a knife. Yes, puncture wound. That's a fall onto broken glass, I think, is what that usually Oof. Is myself.
Okay. I've definitely done it. I mean, I don't know about puncture wound.
Well, that's the key.
I read about it on Meta.
That's the key element to my skepticism about the origins of the injury.
Okay.
The type of wound. Does not sound like a, you know.
You're not ruling them out for the Masters.
I'm making sauce wound. I mean, puncture wound. I don't know. Anyway, I think he'll be back by then. Yeah. Yeah, there's golf today.
I know.
I'm excited. As soon as I get done watching Man United lose, I'm going to flip over to the golf.
I played this morning.
You played golf this morning?
No, but I thought about it.
Oh, okay.
Just go outside in the snow.
Oh.
Chip a couple of balls, you know, just sort of get in the... But then you drop one, you can't find it.
Yeah.
Buried.
I'm so far in, I was watching that the Tiger, Rory, the thing.
How was that?
Yeah, you know,
terrible?
I wouldn't say it's terrible. No. Curiosity factor for now is the only reason I'm there. So it hasn't been so good. Like, oh, when's that on again? But, you know, the other night, Tuesday night, it was on earlier than I think week one, it was at 9, and this week it was at 7. And so I was like looking for a hockey game. Like, oh, the golf thing is on. All right, I'll watch the golf thing. Wife walks in the room, like, Owen and I are sitting there, we're watching, you know, grown
simulated
famous
golf.
Men whack golf balls into a giant screen. She's like, what the hell are you doing? We're like, we're watching the fake golf. And I waited to say, she stood there, she sort of looked at the two of us, and I said, it's for work. And Owen is sitting next to me. So Owen, of course, he's working on the morning show here now, doing like some video editing for when we get the video thing up and running. And he said, "Yeah, me too."
That's funny.
Shut up. Now she's got to deal with the two of
you
us.
Get,
I got to watch this for work.
You get five of those a year. I'm watching this TV sports for work. You get five of those a year. I might have used one yesterday, too, going to the curling. Arnold is with us. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, man.
I have 2 points. I guess the one point, and they're both in the context of the offensive game plan. I know we're talking about the defense a lot, but and Shope, I know you touched upon the subject a lot. The first point is this. I've been trying to reconcile, like everyone has, this idea that, and McDermott says it quite a bit, this idea that we need to establish the run. It's important. It makes it so that you can pass. You need to dominate the line of scrimmage, and that's our offensive philosophy, and therefore the start of the game against the Denver, and we do that. And it'll eventually open up the pass. And the dichotomy of that we sort of attributed to McDermott, that he's probably never actually said, based on the fact that we do play the nickel defense a lot, that we are willing to give up the run, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that we don't want to give up passes. So there's this dichotomy between both. And I guess I'm just sort of curious what your thoughts are on the Denver game. To me, was a perfect example of which side of the dichotomy occurred. In my side, I watched the first half and went, wow, we dominated this game, and it could have been 10-10. Stop doing this. Score quickly. Run quickly, throw the ball, do whatever you have to do to make the score so that we score because we're a better team. Or you could look at it from the defensive dichotomy as to, you know what, we opened up the pass game through that running attack. That structurally, the defense came in and played differently than they did in the first half. So I guess my first part of that question for both of you is, which one do you think that is?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
And secondly, do you know of any changes that the Denver defense did in the second half that accustomed to the fact that we ran? And if I know this is maybe getting a lot for one call, but my second point is, and it's in alignment with this, is I don't know about you guys, but when we get to the ball down inside the 10-yard line and it's first and goal from the 9 or the 10, and our first play is a run, I groan. Because in my mind, it's like, wow, a good run is 3 yards, 4 yards at that point. And then I'm like left thinking, is first or second and six from the 6 yard line statistically much better than first and 10 from the 10 yard line? Why don't I just throw? Why do I keep on running the ball at the 9 yard line? And it just seems like it happens over and over again, but maybe it's in my own mind.
I don't know if it happens over and over again, but I agree with the premise. And I'd have to be shown how often the Bills do it compared with the rest of the league. But I'm the same way as you. To me, that's a wasted play. To me, running plays are usually wasted plays, but the Bills have made it work.
Except for all the ones you score on, even from the 9 yard line.
Even the whole game last week was they were just so good at it. And it's an easier game if you run the ball successfully, which is why coaches always would prefer to do it. Every coach's perfect game is you tell them that they can run for 5-6 yards a carry, they're all right, we got it. You know, that's perfect. I've never thought about the caller's point, trying to juxtapose what the offensive philosophy is versus defensive. And I'm a little bit taken aback because I think I'm guilty of making these same assumptions about McDermott and the Bills. We give him credit. If you think this way, it's all about the pass, or almost all about the pass. We give him credit for the Bills consistently being at or near the top of the league in pass defense. Oh, it's not a big deal that they don't stop the run as well. Who cares? Like, that's not something that I really care about myself. So, credit to McDermott offensively, and the caller is right to say, you know, allude to at least how often have we heard him admit or say these kinds of things, but Sal will tell you, and has done it many times this year, the Denver game is an example. That's how they want to play. I also think it's intentional, and it does mean that you are keeping teams in the game for longer, teams you're better than. And last year, this kind of, they really even went harder into the run after they fired Dorsey, but that kind of philosophy helped contribute to 6-6 and losses to bad teams. Now, for whatever all that is, now they're not playing bad teams. I mean, Denver wasn't even great. Like, you don't have that problem now. This game would probably be one, certainly what you're expecting, is where you can't afford to be conservative because you will get scored on. That's fourth downs too, but that's run pass, whatever you want. I mean, the sort of the obvious things. But again, how to sort of reconcile offensive, I'm not sure how to do that exactly right now with what the philosophies are. You have, you know, different assistant coaches, play callers, but it's intentional. Of course it is, like what the Bills offense looks like from the head coach. And again, like using Sal for this, because he's been telling you the whole time, this is what McDermott wants. And that really shouldn't be surprising. And I don't know, like maybe we're past the point, it's been 18 games, right? Maybe we're past the point of having to worry about keeping underdogs close by running the ball too much, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the specific example of last week's game, I mean, yes, it was close. The Bills had the ball three times in the first half. They didn't score a touchdown the first time they had it, so they bogged down in the red zone. But their running game helped them get down there, and again, they settled for a field goal. The third time they had the ball, they were backed up at their half-yard line and, you know, marched but ended up punting on their side of the 50 eventually. The other time was a touchdown. So, like, I don't know how inefficient they really were. I mean, they had a drive that started at their one, and they got 40 yards out of it and then kicked it away. It still was a good drive. It took ate up, like, 5 minutes of time, I think. I'm trying to squint and see what my computer screen says. Anyway, so I know what the score was, and I know it could have been 10-10 if that field goal goes through at the end of the first half. But I don't know. I don't see them wasting possessions, is all I'm saying, in the first half of the game. They just didn't have possessions. Like so that's a part of it, too. Like, if you score faster, you're going to get more possessions. And therefore, the game won't be close, as close as it was. But I don't know. I don't think they were inefficient on last week against Denver myself.
What did they do on goal to go? So they kicked a field goal early in the Denver game. I'm just trying to find out real quick because the caller brought up the point about first and goal.
They had a fourth and one at the Denver 14 that they went for.
First and 10 at the 11, Cook for three.
Yep.
And then two incomplete passes and a 26-yard field goal.
Yep.
Well, they made it work. Thanks, Arnold. Interesting stuff. We'll have Joe Ostrowski at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.